Welcome back to the Hardline. Enter at your own risk.
But shorty didn't quit, it was something in the air. Yeah, he said it was something so appealing. He couldn't fight the feeling, something about it. He knew he couldn't doubt it, couldn't understand.
How come you're not playing country western music?
Because I was listening to this song earlier today and I was like, you know what, I need to play this as an in or out today.
Oh, completely coincidental to the upcoming topic.
Yes, 100%.
I don't know, I question it. What about you, John? I question it.
It's a rap song about skateboarding. How are you going to come after me for this?
I'm just saying.
I'm a little
disappointed in you. Just saying.
Jeez. I stopped questioning the thought process with the music a long time ago.
All right, I won't waste my energy on it.
It's a classic. Come on.
Let me offer a disclaimer before we jump into this, John. We got about 10 minutes to talk about this. I really like the NBA, and I loved the NBA before I fell in love with college basketball back when I was a kid, because I was a big St. Louis Hawks fan, and then I was a Dr. J fan, and I was a Spirits of St. Louis. So I love pro basketball. I haven't really been as hooked this year as I have in the past. I watched the Celtics a little bit. I watched the Wizards a little bit. Watch the Warriors a little bit. I watch Harden a little bit. I think the soap opera and saga of the 76ers is almost like a really, really hot sports car getting in a wreck.
Could use a saga.
So the Sixers, who won big last night, they're interesting. Can they keep it together as a team to go a long way? Maybe they got a ton of talent. So anyway, that's just, I wanted you to know where I was coming from, because I know you wanted to talk about the other game that went on last night in the NBA.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, by no means do I think that this game is an indication of the way the series will go, but it does continue to show that all it takes is injury and lack of fundamentals to make a difference in an NBA game and an NBA series. And I tend to think that most people like you and me follow the NBA nowadays for the same reason. You know, if the Celtics and the Sixers have played up to expectations throughout the course of the year, so you're thinking to yourselves, oh, this could be really interesting down the stretch.
Mm-hmm.
If the Celtics and the Sixers are good enough, you know, Celtics or Sixers, da-da-da-da-da. Well, the fact that it's Milwaukee and Toronto,
yeah,
unfortunately for the uninitiated, it sort of diminishes the what ifs, because if anybody's robbed themselves of watching the Greek Freak, well, shame on you. If anybody's failed to understand that at their best, Toronto is a legit top tier team, well, shame on you.
That's the East Showdown, isn't it?
Yep. The unfortunate thing is Toronto, which has had some issues in the postseason, start out right out of the box with an unexpected and unacceptable loss with the way that they played to Orlando. So that even sort of diminishes that much more the marquee value. Now, once we, if somehow, some way in Philly or Boston advances, I think instantaneously we'll have a heightened interest. But the fact that Golden State lost that game last night, I find it to be extraordinarily intriguing, because there were times, including what? Did you watch the game, Rock?
I went to sleep when they were up about like 27 and did not see that coming at all.
So you saw it, because like the last 4 or 5 minutes of the first quarter or first half, Bob.
Yeah.
It was like the Clippers shouldn't even be on the same court. And there were stretches during that game that's the way it was. So that turnaround was so unbelievably incredible. And to be honest with you, I was working a few Excel files. It was late at night. I kept the game on only because it was background noise while I was working.
Really?
So it's not like I was sitting there. It's not like I was sitting there thinking to myself, oh, I've got to stay tuned because there's an incredible possible comeback here. You know, so I just happened into watching it. But there was a physical element to that comeback that I just wonder if other teams will pick up on, because the Clippers at times got extraordinarily physical. I was shocked the refs let it happen. And if the refs do let it happen, I guess there's something to be said for muscling up against the Clippers, because I think that was one of the key components to the comeback last night. And there are some teams in the West that can get physical, and Philly and Boston are both capable of getting physical. It's just in the past, the refs have seemingly denied anyone the right to touch the Warriors. That wasn't the case last night. So, yes, the comeback was incredible. The excitement of the comeback was really fun to watch. But what I took away from that game is, are the Warriors touchable? And I mean that from the standpoint of the ebb and flow of the game up and down the court. If all of a sudden you can bump these guys, if all of a sudden you have the right to get up and not be called for breathing on them, it could make for a different – it could make for a little bit of a different series.
Was the physicality the difference in the fourth quarter?
I think it was a key to it, yes. Yes. And, it's almost as though it's one of the few times that I've seen not only the Warriors beaten up, but the Warriors I don't know, the word perplexed probably isn't. They just the more tenacious the Clippers became, the more discombobulated the Warriors seemed. And then obviously with the Cousins injuries, you know, this team is not as deep as the recent ones. That starting five is still a beast regardless of who's number five. But they're not as deep as they have been in the past. I'm going to be real curious to watch game three to see whether or not the referees revert back to past performance, and if the Clippers get themselves in early foul trouble by muscling up on them. I have suddenly become intrigued with that. I have suddenly become intrigued with the fact that the Celtics at times showed what we expected the Celtics to be in game number one of their series against Indiana. What a shame. What a shame. If Indiana had Oladipo, wow, that could be a really, really fun team. But, you know, the Toronto Raptors are about as big of an enigma as there is in the NBA now. They really are. I mean, if they fall on their face in a postseason once again, unbelievable. Unbelievable.
It's unfortunate for him, but you can almost boil down the biggest enigma of the enigma, which is Kyle Lowry. This is a guy who's an all-star caliber point guard, you know, almost every regular season, and the playoffs comes, and just routinely he falls apart. Again, another game one where he just falls apart, over from the field, and just not leading the team like he does every 82 games in and out in the regular season.
And again, I could be reading this guy wrong, but there's been a number of games, including that game one, where you had several coaches and, a dozen or so players that were really getting into it when Kawhi hit a couple big shots down the stretch. Lowry never did. I still really wonder if Lowry's gotten over that trade. And I mean that sincerely. You know, so in addition to what Rock said, Lowry's had some issues come crunch time in big games in the past. Well, if you just saw some of the facial expressions in game one, I'm thinking to myself, man, dude, either pick yourself up because you're down because you're shooting, or show some appreciation that someone else is carrying the team because you're not. Either way, what's up with you?
Well, they'll get a chance tonight to try and redeem as game two of that series. And you know, it's not unlike what we're seeing in the NHL or really some of the other series where I think sometimes in the early rounds, teams, and it's human nature. It's not that they're bad people or they don't try or they're lazy. It's kind of human nature. Hey, we're way better. You know you're better than another team. And but you disrespect them for a minute and it'll come back and bite you.
Yeah, we'll have a chance to talk NHL with Cam Jansen coming up next hour, well, in about 10 minutes. But I'll tell you this much. When it comes to redemption, that's one of the things we need to talk to Cam about, because the amount of money that I spent to take some family members down to game three might have been as disappointing as I've been.
So are you going to hold Cam's feet to the fire? You want Cam to pay you back?
Oh no, I don't want to. No. I'm not one of these guys who, you know, I'm just saying.
I didn't get my money's worth.
Well, yes and no. I did and didn't. They had a great pregame show. The crowd was into it for a good portion of the game. It was a great atmosphere. So it was still a good time. But I'll just put it to you this way: when your two best defensemen in your top line does virtually nothing, it's very disappointing. It's very disappointing.
So we'll
let me tell you, Petrangelo and Parayko were not good in Game 3. Were not good.
We will run those things by Cam Jansen in a minute.
Yeah, but we got something to run by everyone else who's listening, and that's where are you going to make your next career move? We got the place for you, and that's Two Men in a Truck in St. Louis. They are now hiring motivated movers and driver supervisors. Two Men and a Truck is perfect if you are a college student looking for a summer job, or if you need some fun flexibility in your job. They offer great benefits and a fun work environment as well. They promote from within, so if you are passionate, driven, and have a knack for customer service, now is the time to apply. Just visit careers.twomeninatruck.com. That's careers.twomeninatruck.com to fill out an application today.
I will keep that in mind.
John saw my moving skills. I don't think they want me.
Well, it's the foot problem. Once your foot's well.
Exactly. It's the foot problem. Thank you. Thank you so much, Bob.
We just got to get you healthy.
I ran on it for the first time today. Felt good.
Who are you running from?
It was for the ice cream man, all right? I'm a diligent customer, and he's got quotas to meet, all right, people? Come on. Just trying to support a local business.
Speaking of quotas and local businesses, excuse me, we got to take care of some business. Cam Jansen with John Hadley and me, Bob Ramsey, and Matt Rocchio when we come back on the Hardline.